President Donald Trump's new immigration enforcement rules are putting undocumented immigrants on edge. People convicted of minor crimes are now also being targeted for deportation. There are reports around the country of immigrants with no criminal records being arrested and detained. This means anxiety in North Carolina schools, too. Students from families with mixed immigration statuses are nervous, distracted, and sometimes altogether absent. Some schools are trying to find ways to respond. Jess Clark reports from a charter school in the Triangle that held a workshop for families on how to deal with immigration and customs enforcement, or ICE.
In the days following November's election, a few desks sat empty in a sixth grade math class at a charter school in the Triangle. Several Latino students had stayed home, fearful of what the election of Donald Trump meant for their family members, many of whom are immigrants without papers. Now, their teacher says her students are back in class, but anxiety is still high.
Students voiced and even said things like, I'm worried because my aunt has been talking about going back to Mexico, or my mom is a little bit nervous, so that's why she's considering pulling me out of school.
We are not naming the school, its staff, or the parents in the story. School administrators feared identifying the school could make its parents targets. That's how worried they are. The fear surrounding immigration enforcement is also why administrators decided to hold a workshop for families about how to deal with immigration and customs enforcement, or ICE. On a recent school night, several dozen parents, Latino and white, documented and undocumented, watched a presentation in the middle school common area. Viridiana Martinez is with the Durham-based immigrant rights group Alerta Migratoria. She went through what to expect if you're detained.
Locating the detainee. There's a detainee locator at ICE.gov.
In the audience is an undocumented mother. She's originally from Mexico and has three U.S.-born kids. She says she's been on edge since Trump's election. He's ready to deport more people, whether or not they have a criminal record, she said. I've been here since 1996, she said, not having a criminal record or anything, and I worry. She says her children are worried too, especially her oldest son. She drives her kids to school every day, knowing that an encounter with law enforcement could result in deportation. When asked if she's afraid to make the trip, she says, the truth is yes, but I'll take the risk for my children.
We have recognized within some of our students different levels of fear and anxiety.
That's the school's director. He was inspired to set up an ICE workshop after looking at similar programs in California. He says the school is also drafting a response plan for a possible ICE encounter.
So it would be if an ICE officer does present himself at school, that there's clear steps in which administration follows.
One of those steps, the director says, is requiring ICE to get a warrant to enter the school. He's also working with other local charter school leaders to develop best practices for creating a buffer between immigration enforcement and students. Some traditional public schools are also exploring ways to support students from immigrant families. Workshop leader Viridiana Martinez says school communities are important places to have those kinds of discussions.
Here we find, directly impacted people, allies, people who are just, concerned about the fear and what is going on. And people are looking for answers. People are looking for empowerment. People are looking for a way to fix this.
Martinez says a number of other local public schools have expressed interest in bringing the ICE workshop to their parents, too. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.